Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 63. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered rain showers in the upper 30s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures in the mid 40s. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, good Tuesday. Tyson Foods announced this week that its Holcomb facility will reopen in December after a fire back in August. The fire severely damaged a critical part of the plant containing the hydraulic and electrical systems that support the harvest floor and cooler areas. Tyson will begin receiving cattle the first week of December with plans to be fully functional by the first week of January. A woman convicted in the killing of a 9-month-old boy at a Kansas daycare has been sentenced to more than 10 years in prison. 45-year-old Carity Melissa Buchanan was found guilty of second-degree murder in the September 2016 death of Oliver Ortiz at the Sunshine Kids Group Daycare Home in Eudora. She was sentenced Monday. The coroner testified Oliver had a fractured skull caused by enough force to make him immediately unresponsive and, without intervention, died within minutes. I'm Rick Averett with your Tuesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
I'm your Congressman, Dr. Roger Marshall, here to tell you the Kansas cattle and beef industry is one of the prides of our state, but foreign food companies have been deceiving consumers, promoting fake beef and meat by using deceptive packaging, false claims, and phony names for their food. That's why I introduced H.R. 4881, the Real Meat Act, which will obligate the FDA and Ag Department to accurately define and label real beef and other real meats here in the United States, because we need to make sure our cattle ranchers are protected from the billion-dollar marketing ploys of fake meat companies. To learn more about my real meat legislation, go to www.marshall.house.gov and subscribe to our newsletter, or call our office in Garden City, Salina, or Washington, D.C. This message paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
A California man arrested in January in Thomas County has pleaded guilty to smuggling heroin and methamphetamine. The U.S. District Attorney's Office says Alan Brian D. Jesus of Bakersfield, California, pleaded guilty to one count of possession with intent to distribute heroin. In his plea, the 39-year-old D. Jesus admitted that on January 5th, he was on his way to Kansas City when the KHP pulled over his vehicle on I-70 in Thomas County. Sentencing is set for February. D. Jesus faces no less than 5 years and up to 40 years in federal prison, as well as a fine up to $5 million. A distillery could be fined up to $1 million for a chlorine gas cloud that lingered over Atchison in 2016. Federal prosecutors say MGP Ingredients pleaded guilty yesterday to negligently violating the Federal Clean Air Act, which is a misdemeanor. Sentencing for the company set for February. It could face 5 years probation. Mid-America Network News.
If your carpet is old, dingy, dirty, and worn out, visit Dezeen Enterprises in Washington. It's the perfect time to update your flooring with the warmth and comfort that carpet adds, because Shawmark Anything Goes and select Mohawk carpets are on sale now. Shawmark is stylish, resilient, and backed by the industry's best warranty and has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Mohawk carpets feature the latest technology for superior stain and wear resistance. Dezeen Enterprises can help you choose the best carpet for your needs and save you money while doing it. Hurry in before the sale ends.
Nebraska Mid-American at Work News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say firefighters have completely contained a fire that blackened just under 604 acres in the Nebraska National Forest west of Dunning. The National Forest Service says no one was injured fighting the blaze on Sunday. Firefighters from several area departments joined the battle, including units from Anselmo, Brewster, Dunning, Mullen, Stapleton, and Thedford. The Forest Service says the fire is being investigated, but is believed to have been accidentally caused by a person. The mayor of the state's capital has signed an executive order that bans discrimination against city employees based on their gender identity or expression. Lincoln Mayor Larion Gaylor Baird signed the executive order yesterday in a move that strengthens a city policy prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation. That is your Tuesday look at Nebraska news. I'm Rick Everett on the Mid-America Network.
Price sells cars, trucks, and SUVs at Rusty at Ford. And you don't have to wait till Black Friday. In November, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. On F-150 trucks, get a $3,000 discount, and you keep the rebates. That's over $11,000 off MSRP on F-150 trucks. On Ford SUVs, take $3,000 off plus rebates. That's over $7,500 off. Hey, it's Black Friday every day at Rusty at Ford, where Price sells cars. To see what's going on, go to RustyAtFord.com.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to dealer. Must finance with Ford Credit upon approval of credit for Ford Credit Rebate. Rebate available on select vehicles. Offers cannot be combined. Offer expires 11/30/19. And now enjoy the sounds of the holiday season from Rusty at Ford. Enjoy your turkey.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last Wednesday. Committee reports and discussion topics included Sheriff's Office remodeling, winter lights on the courthouse and trees, positions in the Treasurer's Office and the jail, community outreach program with BSDC, and Highway Department equipment issues. Planning and zoning is receiving a number of calls on wind energy, although Gage County has no active projects at this time. Hanover City Council, Chamber of Commerce, and Hanover Schools have begun a discussion which would consider improvements to the community building and carnival grounds area adjacent to the football field and city ballpark. Improved parking and access, grounds updates, and a retaining wall and fencing are among considerations. The matter was brought forward at a recent council meeting and now moves on to identifying potential costs involved. Efforts continue to establish a grocery in Blue Rapids. Marshall County Partnership for Growth announced that an agreement with the city to acquire the building that houses Mustang Motors along the highway is underway, as Mustang is moving to the former Gators grocery across the street and expanding. A $50,000 state grant, as well as private donations, are funding the building acquisition, which will be leased to Jan and John Bergkamp for the grocery, which will be staffed in part by volunteers. City of Washington approved seeking bids for replacement of some 55,000 feet of water lines. The work will impact downtown Washington, including parking and sidewalks. It was emphasized that communication with residents and business owners will be important. A business utility incentive program was approved for construction of new commercial or industrial buildings, or expansion of those facilities within city limits. Blue Valley Technologies will perform repairs on an exposed fiber line in the Waterville and Frankfort communities overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning as a result of recent flooding in the area. Repairs begin at midnight. All services will be interrupted for approximately 4 to 6 hours. The interruption will impact Blue Valley Television, Internet, and telephone services in the Waterville and Frankfort communities. Cellular services will not be affected. If outages are experienced beyond 6:30 a.m., customers should contact and report the issue. Work continues in the Baileyville community overnight Thursday into Friday morning on Blue Valley lines. Nemahal County Commissioners approved a resolution by the City of Seneca that would annex several city-owned properties, including the Municipal Airport, Maxwell Springs, and Waterwell sites. The measure would allow an extension of extraterritorial zoning from that which is currently allowed the city. Following a canvass of ballots in Brown County, the issue of a half-cent 10-year countywide sales tax to fund operations at the Hiawatha Hospital failed by just 2 votes. Well over 2,500 ballots were cast, and the final canvass allowed 30 of 40 provisional ballots. A similar measure was defeated by 29 votes during a special election last spring. Joanne M. Harding, age 77, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Private interment at the Maplewood Cemetery will be held at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joanne Harding. on the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today. Spaghetti, baby bakers, zucchini and tomatoes, whole wheat bread and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken bacon ranch pasta, whole wheat roll green beans and pears. Check out a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High wrestlers in a double duel at Holton this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Start planning for the magical winter wonderland of the Christmas Cheer in the Pines event, sponsored by Twin Valley. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, November 20th for a free will donation soup day from 4 to 8 at the Waterville Firehouse to preview the trees and start the silent auction. Friday, November 22nd is the gala event with wine, whiskey, and beer tastings, hors d'oeuvres, and entertainment. Purchase tickets at Twin Valley in Beatty and Greenleaf and the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville for Christmas Cheer in the Pines.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather for today, but we do have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, we're just going to see some rain showers. Some areas could see a little bit of some rain and snow. And across the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll see that rain and snow mix and a little bit of a wintry mix. Temperature wise, pretty mild for today. Behind this cold front, we will see cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers in the afternoon in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night we'll continue with rain likely, lows at 38. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures around 44. Thursday night, cloudy skies, lower 20s. And Friday, partly sunny, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-November 54, record high on this date 69 in 2007. The average low 31 and the record low is 18 degrees in 2014. Sunset this evening 5:07, sunrise in the morning at 7:15. 36 degrees with a clear sky at sunrise, winds favor the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of November. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you love Thanksgiving? Do you love the great food and spending time with family? Hate making all that food? Well, let Bite Me Barbecue make the food for you. Enjoy all their amazing pulled pork, beef brisket, smoked sausage, ribs, and of course, turkey. And don't forget the sides, seasoned green beans, cheesy hash brown taters, coleslaw, baked beans with burnt ends, and more. Spend more time with the family and let Bite Me Barbecue do the cooking. Place your order today, 619-6110. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The NFL returns to Mexico. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Monday night football in Mexico between the Chiefs and Chargers. Phillip Rivers tossed for 353 yards and Los Angeles was within a touchdown in the fourth, but the Chiefs forced him into his fourth interception of the night with 18 seconds to go.
Rivers takes the snap at his belt. Frank Clark coming for him. A fade route right side is intercepted! 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 Dirty! Deion Sorensen picks it off!
On 101, the Fox, Patrick Mahomes tossed for 182 yards and a score in the 24-17 Chiefs victory. NBA, Celtics forward Jason Tatum helped his team get back in the win column after seeing their 10-game winning streak snapped. He led all scorers with 26 in Boston top Phoenix 99-85. To the Windy City, Bucks all-star Giannis Antetokounmpo was whistled for 5 offensive fouls but finished with 33 points and 10 boards in a 115-101 win over the Bulls. More NBA, Luka Doncic became the second youngest player in league history to have a 40-point triple-double, second only to current Lakers star LeBron James.
Inbound to Derek White, who was on his back, the ball rolling around and finally picked up by Finney Smith. To Doncic on the drive, lay it up and in!
On KESN, Mavs top the skidding Spurs 117-110. Elsewhere, Paul George hit a go-ahead three to lift the Clippers past the Thunder 90-88. College football, Alabama quarterback and Heisman contender Tua Tagovailoa underwent season-ending surgery to correct a dislocated hip he suffered in Alabama's 38-7 win over Mississippi State.
I'm not second-guessing the fact that we played him. What if we wouldn't have played him and not won the game? I mean, how can you assume that you would win a game by not playing your best players?
Head coach Nick Saban. NHL, Capitals knock off the Ducks 5-2, Coyotes blank the Kings 3-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. Catch Substate football action Friday at 7, Axtell at Hanover, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson and a group of bipartisan lawmakers sent a letter to the chair of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That letter, sent on behalf of farmers and rural residents in the Midwest, intended to bring awareness of the need for a continued supply of propane to the Midwest states. The letter details how farmers and grain elevator operators are dealing with propane shortages while trying to finish harvest and prepare the grain for storage. The propane shortage hitting because of the early cold temperatures in the region and also picked up residential use of propane to heat homes. Back in 2014, the commission took the extraordinary measures to address catastrophic conditions and shortages of propane. The letter intended to remind commissioners that they do have the tools needed to help address the conditions facing rural communities. National Biodiesel Board, teaming up with 140 member companies, trade association, and industry partners, sending a letter to House and Senate leadership on those expired tax incentives. They're asking Congress to extend the incentives before the end of this year. The letter attempts to convince congressional leadership that an immediate extension of the biodiesel tax incentive vital to prevent a severe economic disruption of the U.S. biodiesel industry. Groups say 10 biodiesel plants have closed or cut back in production since the start of 2019. Several hundred workers have been furloughed as the economic impact spreads across the U.S. economy, impacting more than 7,500 jobs. Many states have seen work slowdowns or stoppages of their biodiesel plants. Vice President of Federal Affairs for the Biodiesel Board, Kurt Kovarik, said an immediate extension of the tax credit vital to prevent more plants from closing, along with more production cutbacks and potentially many more jobs being lost. He said the number of companies and trade groups joining in the letter demonstrates the broad impact of those expired incentives. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the MidAmerica Ag Network. USDA's Rod Bain says Brazil has agreed to implement its annual duty-free allotment of wheat imports.
Brazil agrees to fulfill a commitment to the World Trade Organization. And the Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney, says U.S. wheat exporters will be one beneficiary.
For many, many years, Brazil, they've been sitting on a 750,000 metric ton wheat TRQ, which is an allotment.
Undersecretary McKinney in Kansas City Thursday said that Brazil is implementing its annual duty-free tariff rate quota on wheat imports, meaning
for all countries of the world except the Mercosur, except their neighbors who already have their allotment, we can now bid, we can now pursue our piece, whatever we want, of that 750,000 metric tons.
And the undersecretary believes
when you look at the quality of U.S. wheat, look at the diverse types of wheat, and certainly our logistics, we're pretty efficient. I would say we'll get a decent share of that, and that is great news.
From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In other news, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the second day of market facilitation program payments will be headed out to farmers suffering from trade retaliation by foreign nations. The payments will begin the week before Thanksgiving. Producers of eligible commodities will now be able to get 25% of the total payment expected, in addition to the 50% they were already received. Earlier this year, President Trump authorized the USDA to provide up to $16 billion in aid through various programs, which is in line with the estimated impact of the retaliatory tariffs on the United States agricultural goods and other trade disruptions. Sonny Perdue said, quote, while we continue to have confidence in the president's negotiation with China, this money will show that President Trump is following on his promise to help support farmers. Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details. The warm feel of a fireplace, the smell of fresh baked pie, an appetizing dinner with family and friends featuring beef. Nothing satisfies better than beef, and the selections you have this holiday season are endless. Roasts, steaks, barbecue brisket. This holiday season, serve your family beef. Brought to you by these beef supporters.
Beef gives you at least 10% of 10 essential nutrients, giving your body more of the nutrients you need. Sponsored by the Kansas Beef Council and by the farmers and ranchers of Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Are you concerned about hemp? Got questions about growing hemp or processing hemp? All of that? You may want to make your way to Springfield, Illinois on December 17th for the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Hemp Summit. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Even though the growing of industrial hemp was included in the latest farm bill, there remain a lot of questions and concerns about it. And to try to address some or all of those, the Illinois Department of Agriculture is hosting a hemp summit on December 17th at the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. You need to register in advance for that. You can do so at the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website. Jeff Cox is the Bureau Chief for Medicinal Plants at the Department of Agriculture, and he says over 19,000 acres were licensed for hemp in Illinois in 2019. How many farmers are involved in those 19,000 acres?
About 650.
Well, growing hemp is one thing. Getting it processed is another. Other states have had difficulty getting processors up and running. What's the story in Illinois?
Well, we registered about 150 processors for calendar year 2019. Most of those have multiple year licenses. As far as what actually got up and running, I'm not exactly sure yet. We're still waiting to hear back from them to see what kind of progress they made. But I know we have several extractors that are doing CBD oil this year. As far as fiber and more of the industrial side of hemp, I don't believe we have any that are actually up and running.
Adding to the challenges for growers is that everybody's not on the same page when it comes to industrial hemp. We've got the banking industry, which would certainly like to help farmers and processors and get that revenue into their systems, but the federal banking regulations seem to treat hemp as marijuana. And law enforcement, in many cases, also is treating industrial hemp as if it were the marijuana that has THC in it.
The confusion simply comes from the fact that they're both cannabis sativa plants, and one statute says cannabis sativa is illegal, and another one says it's perfectly legal as long as it has a THC level of less than 0.3% on a dry weight basis. But then the real confusion comes when you have a county deputy driving down the highway and he sees what appears to be a giant illegal marijuana farm, and in fact it's perfectly legal hemp. So you know, whether it's legal or not, hemp is most definitely legal on a state and federal level at this point, but it's a matter of getting everybody, not just law enforcement, but the public as well, to understand the difference between hemp and marijuana. So that's kind of the challenge that the entire industry faces right now, and that's a nationwide issue.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture Hemp Summit is December 17th. That's a Tuesday, and you need to register in advance at the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine and 36 degrees this morning. Mild again today with highs well into the 60s, but it starts to turn later today. Chance of rain Wednesday in our forecast.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Daniel Sorensen picked off Phillip Rivers' fourth interception at the goal line with 18 seconds to play, and the Kansas City Chiefs stayed on top of the AFC West with a 24-17 victory over the LA Chargers last night. Patrick Mahomes passed for 182 yards and hit Travis Kelce for his only touchdown. After throwing his second interception of the season in the first half, Mahomes led two sharp scoring drives in the third quarter with help from Kelce, who caught seven passes for 92 yards. Up next for the Chiefs, they'll host the Oakland Raiders this Sunday. Kickoff from Arrowhead slated for 3:25 Sunday afternoon. KU has climbed one spot in the top 25 team AP college basketball poll. The top three, Duke, Louisville, and Michigan State, then Kansas, followed by North Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, Gonzaga, Kentucky, and Ohio State. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas and Kansas State basketball tonight. Wildcats pregame at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Jayhawks pregame at 6:30 on FM 95.5.
Several area athletes have been named to the TVL All-League Volleyball Team. First team goes to Centralia, Kennedy Becker and Morgan Kramer. Frankfurt, Grace Dressman and Kenan Brandt. Hanover has Tiana Losey, Lynn Elizabeth Bott, and Valley Heights has Emma Torber, Kennedy Stevenson, and Sam Vermitten. The TVL second team has Axtell's Kinsey Feldkamp and Corey Schmelsley, Centralia Avery Dieters, Frankfurt Mariah Broxterman, Valley Heights with Kat Torber and Maddie Vermitten, and Washington County has Grace Otot. The Kansas Volleyball Association Class 1A All-State Team. Honorable mention went to Centralia, Kennedy Becker, and Frankfurt's Kenan Brandt. In Class 2A, first team, Valley Heights, Sam Vermitten, and second team, Valley Heights, Emma Torber. Vermitten and Torber were also named to the All-Tournament Team. Congratulations to all area volleyball athletes.
Nesting season is long ended for most bird species. Is it wise to remove their empty nests? We will examine that question today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 19th, the 323rd day of the year. Leading ladies Meg Ryan and Jody Foster share a birthday. Wildlife laws prohibit tampering with active bird nests, but nests found this time of year will be inactive and empty. If they're in rain gutters, dryer vents, light fixtures, and such, it's okay to remove them. You'll also want to remove nests from birdhouses for cleaning. Herons or raptors will reuse nests from year to year, so check with wildlife authorities before touching very large nests. And while most common birds are programmed to build new each year, they'll often recycle materials. Access to old nests will make rebuilding easier next spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
What's your status? And tell me, are you trying to keep it? Well, they can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention if you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take? On your kiss, on your time, boy, I'm calling dibs. On your hand, on your heart, oh my. Make everybody jealous when I take you off the market and get my lipstick on your right cheek.